Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 26 today, verses 7 through 9. Jeremiah 26, verses 7 through 9. It says, "The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, 'You shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate, without inhabitant?' And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord." You see, Jeremiah had just spoken what God had said. Because of Israel's disobedience and city of Jerusalem's wickedness, God had said through Jeremiah that a judgment was coming and they were going to be laid waste. And the people did not like it. This is not the kind of preaching that the people wanted to hear. They didn't want to hear bad. They wanted to hear good. Boy, I'll tell you what, the same is true today. You know, we live in a day in which the Bible shows us that the world's going to continue to get worse and worse because of their sin and because of judgment that's going to be coming on the nations. And whenever preachers even talk about that, people today get really upset. Well, you know, back in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, Paul actually told Timothy that that was going to happen. He says to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I'm already being poured out," Paul says, "as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Do you see what Paul said to Timothy? He said, there's going to come a time when people are going to not want to hear about bad. They're only going to want to hear about good. And there are famous preachers out there today that don't talk about bad stuff at all. They only talk about the good. They only talk about the positive. And they'll fill their churches with those type of people wanting to hear that kind of a thing. And here in Jeremiah, he actually spoke what God had to say, and the people gathered around him, and they weren't patting him on the back. They said, "You are going to die because of what you said." Now, we're going to see later on that God protects Jeremiah, but at the time, the reaction was bad. Oh, did you also catch in 2 Timothy 4 how Paul said to Timothy, "Endure suffering"? You see, folks, let's be honest. Those of us who preach the Bible to be true from cover to cover and take it literally and show you what is to come, there's a lot of people that don't like to hear that. In this world, we're considered as bigots and racists and just ignorant when none of those things are true. But when we teach the fact that the Bible says sin is sin and certain things are sin, people get upset. People get upset with us. We need to be faithful to the Word of God and not to man. In the book of Ezekiel, as God speaking through Ezekiel to the prophets, the false prophets there in Jerusalem, he calls them jackals among ruins. See, the jackals always came in when someone else had done the work of damage, and then they were just really looking for what was there for themselves. The false prophets are going to show up in these days of judgment, and things continue to get worse, and they're going to tell people what they want to hear. Everything's going to be okay. We're all going to be good. It's going to be increasing righteousness on this earth. No, not until Jesus comes back. But they're only in it for themselves. They'll tell people what they want to hear so people will be okay with them. And folks, I hope you understand. I hope you've been following along. I've been doing this radio program now for 15 years. I honestly want you to understand that I'm going to teach you the whole Bible, the whole of it, the truth. And some of you may not like it, but we need to be faithful to preach the truth and understand that God, let God be true and every man a liar. Hopefully you believe what the Bible has to say and you know what it says so you can understand whether or not someone's telling you the truth or telling you a lie, even Jim Johnson. Hopefully you're checking everything I have to say out against the scriptures. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.